Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Lex and Stacy and podcast, excuse me, threesome podcast number 43.
Yes.
Some people thought we would have broken up after three. But look at us.
We showed Terry, didn't we?
Okay, so some people means Terry. But look at us. Look at us. Totally solid.
Take that.
Totally solid couple with their crap together.
Yeah.
Putting out massively awesome podcast with no animosity whatsoever.
None.
Uh-uh.
Really?
No, I mean, I talked to one guy who thinks we're banging each other. That's how good our chemistry is. How about that?
Well, we are kind of mentally, if you want to look at it that way.
I think we've mentally banged. I'm pretty sure we've done that. Yeah. We've had mind melds.
And it was amazing.
Yeah. Of course it was, because I brought in all my Star Trek characters. You whore.
Yes. I am a whore for Sulu.
You are. Yes, Captain.
Stop. It's too early
Stacy.
For that.
Stacy, what kind of panties do you have on today? Mmm, delicious. Too bad I'm gay.
I know.
All right, so we got lots to talk about. I mean, there's train disasters, there's infidelity amongst major athletes. There's just all kinds of unrest in the world we like to call gossip.
There's a big fat disturbance in the gossip force.
Yeah. And
yes.
We talked about this on Lex and Terry this morning. You probably didn't see the Aaron Andrews rolling of the eyes during the proposal on Dancing with the Stars.
I saw the headline. I didn't watch the video or read it.
She may be getting a raw
was
deal.
She?
She may be getting a raw deal in that. It looks like she was, but she also looks like she was kind of touched by it too. It's kind of weird. It's like ass whipped to like, oh, okay, this is nice. I don't know. It was the tweet she did to cover her ass that looked bad.
I was going to say, could the looking touched after the fact have been an attempt at saving herself?
It could, yeah. I mean, but she realized it pretty fast if she did.
Like, oh my God, I'm on TV. Oops.
Yeah.
My bad.
You'll have to see it. You have to see it for yourself. It's... You know, I mean, people want to run her over because she's Aaron Andrews. And that's the way it is. Take care, D.
All right, man.
All right, man.
Bye, Sexy Stacy.
Bye, Sexy Stacy. The guy wants
to feel uplifted.
The guy wants to bang your voice so bad. I'd say the rest of you, but he's never met you, so.
I know he was after my time.
Yeah. You would have loved
him. I think
him.
I knew Tate briefly because he, I think, was just a promotions boy when I was still there.
No, you wouldn't have known Tate. He came afterwards. You might be thinking of Manny.
I knew Manny.
Okay.
Tate was, but he was a promotions guy. I think that he was just like a kid, a youngster.
That's possible, but I don't think so. I thought he came afterwards. Okay. But who knows?
Right.
Taint weasels his way into things that I have no idea, you know, that he even did. So he's one of those guys that may have very well had, you know, not only a relationship with you, but relations with you before I even knew it.
No. I can assure you that never happened.
What about Manny? Did you ever do him?
No.
No?
Nope.
Yeah, he... I guess after he beat you in the throw-up contest.
He didn't beat me because I did not bet on myself.
Actually, yeah. What am I talking about? You won it for him.
Yes.
Yeah. You threw up on his numbers.
Yes.
Yeah, we did the Super Bowl squares, remember? And wherever you threw up, that's who won. God, we were geniuses.
And everyone was standing in there watching. It was like a crowded room waiting.
It's like the Lex and Terry. All they're about is drinking and gambling, and here we are. Man, let's do something with drinking and gambling.
And Michelle, bless her, she held my hair as only a good friend could.
Very sweet.
Yes. I miss her.
We held your hair, too.
No, you didn't.
Okay, maybe I was in another life.
Yeah.
That's right, we just laughed.
You enjoy it, though. It's very long and thick.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, speaking of enjoying long and thick hair, Tiger Woods.
Yes. Because that makes sense.
All right. Here's all I've heard. Okay. You tell me what you've read. Fill in the blanks, if you will. So he's in San Diego. He's in the Farmers Insurance Golf Tournament. Does not fare well. And instead of coming off the course and having 10 or 15 cocktails, like most people do, he calls himself up a bitch.
Because apparently he has many.
Yeah, well, this one was $15,000, so this may have been a keep quiet bitch.
Oh, gotcha.
All right, so you would think in that deal for $15,000 would be some sort of paperwork that says you keep your fucking mouth shut.
Yeah.
But no. He spends 15 grand to get laid. This is a guy that could get laid by anybody. I mean, it's like, let's face it. He can go into a restaurant and probably end up with a cocktail waitress, woman who's displeased with their man at the bar, whatever. Tiger Woods could have her. Agreed?
Yes.
Yeah. So, why the fuck are you paying for somebody who's got that big of a mouth?
See, I was just going to ask you. I understand paying for sex. I understand the mentality with it and for it and everything. I get that.
See, I don't. But I don't agree why? With I don't agree with paying for sex at all. I do agree with having sex and paying somebody to shut the fuck up about it. That I agree with.
Well, I think for like the normal guy who can afford the $150 it takes for 30 minutes of work, you know, it's just quick, easy, no strings attached.
Yeah.
You know, especially if he's in a loveless marriage that will never get out of it. You know, I understand it. But Tiger, like you said, could have anyone he wants. With her $15,000, does her snatch, like, you know, emit rainbows and sing songs and stuff?
No, that's celebrity shut the fuck up money. That's the thing. It's not the pussy he's paying for. It's the discretion.
I guess then he gets her back by telling everybody, all of his very rich friends, to never, ever use her or go to her again. And her meal ticket dries up.
Yeah, she's stupid. It's like, hey, not only did you get the Tiger dick, but you got it for 15 grand. There's a girl down.
See, for me, it would be entirely the $15,000 would interest me.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but come on. It's kind of fun to be sitting in front of your TV in 10 years when you have your 2-year-old and your husband and you're a former hooker and say, had an evening with him.
We went out on a date.
And it's going to pay for your freshman year of college.
Oh, like she saves that money. Give me a break.
Just saying.
She's got a big mouth, but she has a great financial advisor.
Hey, all I know is, you know, the Lindsey Vonn thing, we all knew was not going to last. But
at this point, I can't imagine being a female and thinking that it's going to last if it's Tiger Woods.
Yeah, and I'm not saying Lindsey Vonn had any aspirations of it lasting. She probably said to him early in the relationship, I find out you're fucking around, we're done, okay? You know, it's just the way it's going to be. And she found out, and done they are. They're apart all the time. I can't believe she's not fucking somebody because she's fantastic. Oh, my God.
In what way?
In every way.
I was going to say, I mean, do you know this carnally?
Here's I saw a documentary on her after she got injured.
Okay.
And they went through her whole rehab process, which she was light years ahead of schedule because she's just a fucking animal. I mean, right. the chick doesn't feel pain. She just goes 150 miles an hour, whether it's down the slopes or working out or whatever it is. She's just a beast. I mean, hats off to her. She is one crazy bitch. She sells it out. She did absolutely everything she could to, you know, get back in time for the world championships. And her doctor says, you have a top 10 finish. He goes, that's some good progress. He goes, just the fact you're back on the slopes is good progress. What does she do? She wins. First time out. And, you know, just goes out and wins it. She's fucking crazy. I mean, this chick just throws herself down the mountain at 80 miles an hour and does not give a fuck. Bad knee, good knee. She's nuts. And God, she's a turn on. She makes all these little sexy noises while she's like in pain working out. I couldn't get enough of it. She's like on this little like mountain climbing weight machine. She's just like, I'm like, oh my God.
You know, she was, I assume this was like during her rehab.
Yeah.
She was rehabbing. There's nothing sexy about rehabbing.
Oh, God, it was so sexy.
Let her have the rehab. Just let her have that.
I'm just saying. Even rehabbing, you know, she's just a walking sex machine. She's got this all-American girl-looking thing going on, and just
in some pictures she's kind of Christy Brinkley-esque.
Yeah, she's more Sharon Stone in her prime to me.
Okay.
So she's like Sharon Stone Total Recall phase.
It's been a very long time since I've seen that movie. But I know that she was very young in that movie.
Yes.
You watch it and you go, wow, boy, yeah. She was young once upon a time.
Yeah, I mean, now she's kind of Sharon Stone Basic Instinct pretty.
Like all the time.
Yeah.
She's got that kind of predatory female thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what it is about her, but I'm constantly turned on when Lindsey Vonn's in my sight.
Well, good to know.
Lisa's like, you're ridiculous. And I'm like, shut up, Lindsey's on.
Nice.
Yeah. You have your little Blake Griffin thing. Shut the fuck up. This is my time. Okay? She's like, she's not even that hot. I'm like, I'd so dump you for her. You shut up. She goes, well, I'd dump Blake for you. I'm like, I know. I'm the only one that comes to terms with it here. I'm the only one that keeps it real.
Nice.
No, you're not making me feel bad. You're going to dump me for an NBA superstar? Wow, surprise face.
See, but I feel that way about Bill Nye.
Yeah, whoever it is. Whoever it is, Bill Nye came to the front door and said, come on, Stacey, let's get out of here. Let's go do some science. He'd be like, see you, Jeff.
Oh, I would.
Bye, Jeff. Take
like
care, Jack.
To me about physics.
Take care, Jack. It's Jeff. You bet. Everybody has to be real about that. It's not just Lindsey Vonn either. Gina Gershon comes to the door with that little Chrissy Hynde sneer on her face.
She's hot.
Yeah.
She's sexy.
Yeah.
Hot.
She. Oh, God. She's fucking crazy hot. It's like, bye, Lisa. Take care. I mean, same thing with her. She's got her Ryan Reynolds and Blake Griffin and, you know, there's all these guys she'd dump me in a heartbeat for. Let's be real.
Antonio Banderas in Desperado. Oh, my God.
It's just time for everybody to come clean and be real about it.
Oh, my.
So we
and
have,
Matthew McConaughey in
yeah.
Contact.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Well, you know, we have our top five list. We have our deal. Somebody comes to the door and says, you know. If Blake Griffin goes to the door and says, yeah, I'm here to fuck Lisa, I got to let him in. It's like, she's in the bedroom. Go ahead. It's like, you're going to make her day. Yeah, whatever. Okay, then. Go on in there. But she has
but
to
would
do
it hurt?
But she has to do the same thing. Would it hurt? Yeah, of course. But I just have to keep telling myself.
You would be able to soldier.
But you just have to keep telling yourself, you can't dunk.
And that's what will get you through
it. You know, and the same thing. You know, if Gina Gershon comes to the door, it's like, you know, Lisa, you'll never get that sneer on your face and that attitude. It's just not who you are. You know? I need somebody to be mean to me while they're fucking me, and that's not you. You know, I mean, it's just being truthful.
You suck.
It's like, yeah, it's like Ryan Reynolds comes to the door. It's like, the Green Lantern's here. And of course, she never hears me, so she'll be like, what? And I'll have to go in there and go, Green Lantern's here. Green Lantern, you're on your list. Your top five. He's here to fuck you. Oh, okay.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Ryan.
See, you would have to somehow spin it like I set this up, so you owe me forever. You know, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I told her. I said, if I'm ever in a position that to make it so Blake Griffin can fuck you, I'll do it. I will pull the strings and make your dream come true. That's how much I love you. She goes, and I'll do the same for you. I went, yeah, you probably won't meet anybody I want to do, but thank you. But me, I'm a nationally syndicated radio star. I can make it happen. I have at least a shot at it. You, on the other hand, will never get the bitch I want in here. You won't be pushing Lindsey Vonn on top of me.
Just stay right here.
Yeah.
Just kind of scooch back. Yeah, stay right there. Yeah. Don't move. Don't move.
It's not like I'll be in,
hold on.
It's not like I'll be in here taking a nap and it's like, honey, Lindsey's here to fuck you. Oh, okay, hold on. Hey, Lindsey. Hi, Lex. So good of you to come here.
Give that
sorry
that
about
big
that.
Sigh.
Lindsey, I'm sorry about that tiger thing. Yeah, but you had to know. Yeah, see, I knew you did. I called it. That's why you're so sexy. Take off that.
She wanted you because you called it.
Take off that spandex ski outfit. You didn't have to wear that here, but I love you for it. Yeah. Yeah, I love you too. Yeah.
So really, you'd be turned on if Lindsay Vonn told you she loved you? Like, that has got to be part of the sex thing, or it's just an added thing?
It's just an added thing, you know. And so I know she's leaving afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not like, I love you, I'm in love with you. It's like, oh, Lex, you're a great alternative for my sex life. I love you. Yeah. You're my, like, Friday guy or something. I love you.
But what if she got a little taste of the Lexi poo and then didn't want to let go? What happens then?
Oh, poor Lisa. Poor thing. Oh, man. Boy, awkward. Yeah. It's like, look, you both can stay here for a while. Maybe Lindsay will teach you how to ski. I don't know. I don't know.
There'd definitely be paying some hush money then.
No, everything would be out front. I wouldn't need any hush money. We're coming to work telling the guys. Yeah. Sorry I'm late this morning. Lindsay wanted some more.
It's like in the movie Big, when he has sex for the first time, but they just cut to the elevator at work opening the next day.
Yeah.
And he comes bouncing out with the big smile on his face. That's how Lex comes to work every day.
Like, ha, it
creeps
ha,
everybody
ha,
out.
Yeah. My Tom Hanks laugh. So, yeah, that's the way I envision it.
Well, I wish you much luck with that. I do.
She's so in love with Blake, she doesn't even have sex dreams. It's like play house dreams with him. She'll be like, I had a dream about Blake last night. Oh, yeah? Yeah, we were playing Pinochle. It's like, huh. That's
strip
it?
Strip Pinochle.
Yeah, that's it? No fucking or anything? Nope. It's not the kind of dreams I have about him. In my dreams, he's like funny and engaging and, you know, includes me along and stuff. And I'm like, but you know he's doing all that just so he can fuck you, right? She goes, you're not going to ruin my dreams. I'm like, yes, I will. It's what I do. I'm the dream crusher.
Nice.
She goes, nope. We played Pinochle and hung out, and I said, so it's the whole he values you as a person thing, not one of his NBA back locker room hoes. She goes, yeah. I went, interesting. I said, as long as you realize in real life there's, like, NBA hoes meeting him when he walks out of the venue. She goes, oh, I know. She goes, I know how it works. I went, okay. So we got it all worked out. We have our fantasies in line.
Good. Sounds very healthy.
Yeah. She's like,
I'm
happy
for the two of you.
She's like, you don't picture yourself with one of your top five just hanging out and doing stuff. And I went, nope. I said, we're doing stuff, but we're doing stuff. Just fucked up stuff. And of course, she's telling me,
I'm putting it places that you won't let me.
Yeah, I mean, she. Yeah, there aren't any of those.
High five, Lisa.
Lisa's no slouch, man. Lisa's fun. You know, I mean, she's like most girls. You put the right amount of alcohol in her. You know, it's like those trap doors in video games. It's just, they all start opening.
Nice.
You know, like those
rooms. We shall call her the portable hole.
You know, like those rooms in video games you go into, and it's like you haven't amassed enough points yet to be able to go into those rooms and, you know, yes, kill whatever you get to kill or whatever. That's Lisa. You know, it's like, she'll have like a beer or a shot or something, and all of a sudden it's like, you can go in this room.
Have another shot.
Yeah.
Or two. I really want to get to the big boss monster.
she's a fun chick. And she's very practical about, you know, she doesn't carry a lot of emotions and a lot of bad shit. You know, it's just like, hey, you know, it's like, yeah, I had this one sexual encounter once and that happened and whatever, you know. It's like, I said, you can check it off your fuck it list.
Nice.
She goes, and a word, yes. She's great. I have nothing bad to say about her in the realm of sexuality or hang ups or anything like that. She really only demands one thing, and that is some degree of darkness in to have sex.
Nice.
She's not a during the dayer. And if you do it during the day, it's got to be, you know, with curtains closed and some degree of darkness.
I thought you meant actual darkness, not like
no.
Light darkness.
No. Like, no. Like she's,
I'm going to murder a baby first and no. Then I'm going to fuck you.
No.
She I'm is so hot she and is, wet.
She has no requirements like that.
Okay. That's yeah. Where I thought it's like, wow.
No, this is real darkness. She does not like to bang in the light.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, she is your soulmate.
No, I bring enough darkness to the table for the two of us. And she's fine.
Okay. Thank you for clearing that up.
We were talking on the show one time. It's like who the biggest perv is on from 0 to 10. And we called her up and she gave me a 5. And I'm like, a 5? Holy shit. Who have you been with? Yeah. When I got home, she's like, I didn't want to make you sound like a bad person, so I figured the best thing to do was make it a 5. You know, so at least they know you got some pervy in you, but you're not like the worst ever. I'm like, all right, well, now that we're home, what do I get? She's like, oh, you're like an 8 or a 9. You know, the only reason nice. You don't get a 10 is, you know, you haven't slit my throat yet.
Yet.
Yeah.
You just wait.
Yeah.
She's going to turn 40.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a birthday night.
Yeah. Happy birthday. You're my girlfriend now, Lisa.
Forever.
Freddy Krueger. You're my girlfriend now, Tina. Her name's Tina. She's everybody's girlfriend. I haven't met a Tina that's not a fucking whore, Freddy. She may be your girlfriend, but she's a lot of people's girlfriend, okay? You ever notice that certain names fit certain people?
Yes.
And, you know, like all the Tinas I've met have been a little bit nutty and put out. They're like easy lays. It's like, I remember a couple of the names going through when we were going to name Samantha. And I'm like, nope, no, we're not naming her Amber. No.
I was just going to say Amber was the top of my.
Yes. Yeah.
List of.
Why don't you just.
Oh, so you want to raise a stripper.
Yeah, why don't you just spread her legs for her? And he's like, then we toyed with Savannah. And I'm like, no, it just sounds like a dumb Southern bitch. No.
Or porn star.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's all bad. And then we arrived on Samantha. And I went, you know what? Samantha fits. It just fits her. It works.
Good.
Yeah. And plus, I don't know any whores or sluts or strippers named Samantha, so.
I'm trying to think. I don't think I've ever known a Samantha. Personally.
The only Samantha I've seen is on TV, and that's Samantha Stevens on Bewitched, who I kept on a pedestal as a kid. I had a biggest crush on Elizabeth Montgomery. Oh, my God.
I think most people of that era did. She was just cute as a button. It was very sad when she died. I remember a lot of guys, older men, you know, than me, not old, but were just like, man, I always had a thing for her.
Oh, God, she was beautiful. Elizabeth Montgomery.
Her and Beverly D'Angelo, which I realize are not of the same genre or era at all, but I know a surprisingly large amount of men who are like, oh, yeah, the mom from the Vacation movies. Mm-hmm. It's like, really?
Oh, yeah. God, yes. Florence Henderson. We all wanted to bang her. Mrs. Brady. We all wanted a piece of
Why?
That.
Why?
Huh? Because
she was a mom figure, or was it the hair?
She was pretty. She had hair of gold. She just looked
I guess I was just too young. She just was very much a mom to me.
Yeah,
so
it was
there
just
was
like,
no.
Was like, God, I just want to fuck somebody. I want to fuck Marcia's mom. God, yes. And then all the stories that her and Greg, the oldest son, you know, used to get it on the set.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
Yeah. So fucking hot.
We just crushed that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, you know, I mean, you're an actress. You're on the set. You're going to fuck somebody. And since the dad was really a gay guy in real life, that wasn't going to happen. So what do you take? The son.
Yes.
Well, let's face it, was probably like 23, 24 anyway. You know, so good for you, Florence.
See, my TV crush, I guess, growing up would have been John Eric Hexum. And then he killed himself accidentally, and then I've just never really been hot. I'm trying to think for any TV guys.
I had lots of TV crushes. Florence Henderson, Marianne on Gilligan's Island. A brief stint with Ginger would have done. Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, God, yeah. Absolutely. The mom on Tool Time. Patricia Richardson. Who was as normal looking as can be. I mean, she really did look like a real life mom. But there was something about her I wanted to just bang. Totally. There's lots of them.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. There's nobody. There's absolutely nobody. I mean, I thought Michael J. Fox was cute, but I didn't have like a crush on him because he was Republican. And I'm just trying to think. That was about it.
He's Republican?
Well, Alex P. Keaton was.
Oh, on the show, yeah.
Yes.
But in real life, he's not.
I was too young to differentiate between.
Yeah. I used to love the way he used to diss what's her name, the sister, Mallory.
Mallory.
Yeah.
No, she was hot.
Yeah. Yeah, what's her last name? She's what's his name's brother?
Yes, you would have to ask me.
That was on Arrested Development.
Oh God. Okay, the guy who shot George Zimmerman, is he not like Buster Bluth?
I haven't seen him.
Oh, you need to look up video of this guy who shot at him. He's Buster Bluth. And then he's at like some press conference and he's sitting there in this shirt that clearly literally just came out of like the folded up package. It's a button down shirt and there's the lines, the folds across it.
Oh God.
And he's standing there with his mom. And I just have to wonder, you know, did mom at any point kind of go, we should have at least tried to put that in the dryer for a couple minutes before we went on TV.
No doubt.
I understand if you don't have an iron readily available, but that was spectacular.
It's good stuff. Well, Stacy, that wraps up our podcast, number 43.
It does.
Which, you know, we got a lot done here. I think we got into the inner sanctum here a little bit.
You think?
Yeah. Or we just came to the conclusion Lindsey Vonn is hot.
I think that's pretty much what happened.
Yeah. So we'll just entitle this one, Lindsey Vonn is hot. And leave it alone. How's that?
We can do that. I've already typed it out so that I don't forget.
All right, good. Well, that wraps it up. Number 43. Guess what's next? 44, which comes your way here pretty soon. We're doing these things much faster, much quicker. And, of course, we're on the LT2 channel. Yeah, most of the time. Yeah, we thought we did one we didn't do. That's another story. And there you have it. We're out of here. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.